COVID-19 has shuttered or limited virtually all performing arts venues, including those in Oregon. But many community theaters have not only weathered the pandemic, some have managed to raise funds to renovate and update their facilities in anticipation of big reopenings. KLCC's Brian Bull reports.
Inside the Very Little Theater in Eugene, Jessica Ruth Baker walks me through a vast, dark, and empty space.
See, we've pulled everything out of the theater. All of the seats are gone. The lobby walls that people are pretty familiar with are gone.
But these fixtures will be back, assures Baker, with improved accessibility for theater patrons, including those in wheelchairs.
This space was made in 1950, and there were few considerations made to audience comfort when it comes to the seating.
Baker is the Very Little Theater's development and marketing coordinator. Their $1.65 million renovation is nearing their fundraising goal, and they'll have a groundbreaking ceremony July 11th, possibly with city officials.
We are expecting to be able to reopen our doors in December of this year. It's going to be a long process, certainly, because construction can take a long time, but we're very excited to be able to reopen this year and continue our tradition of having been open for 92 consecutive years.
Meanwhile, 20 miles south, Cottage Theater is also seeing change. Executive Director Susan Goes walks me by some upturned gravel and ditches outside the Cottage Grove facility to a wide concrete slab.
So this new little foundation here will support the patron restrooms, and then we'll have a community room that will be used for nonprofit board meetings or small group receptions before and after a show, small classes, just a variety of purposes that don't make sense in the main auditorium.
Goes says this remodeling has been planned for roughly a decade, and they've been fortunate to land state funds through the Oregon legislature, as well as grants from the Oregon Community Foundation, the Murdoch Charitable Trust, and others.
I'm really proud, honored, and humbled to say that the biggest single source of contributions for this project is donations. That accounts for about $950,000, so just shy of $1 million from individual people who love Cottage Theater and really want to see it succeed.
Goes hopes to reopen in the fall with a musical that got derailed by the pandemic, Mamma Mia. She says while many theaters have admirably experimented with virtual formats and outdoor venues, she's ready to return to a traditional presentation in the newly renovated Cottage Theater.
There is no substitute for people gathering together in real time and real space to share a story, and I am so eager for the day when we can do that again.
Brian Bull, KLCC News.